Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today we continue with our series called Awesome Relationships. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to take your relationships with family, friends, coworkers, and even God from average to awesome. You don't want to miss a second of this relationship building series. Just before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous friend of the broadcast is offering a $10,000 matching grant for listeners giving a gift to Daily Hope for the very first time. So please go to PastorRick.com right now and give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people everywhere. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Fighting for an Awesome Family.
Now let me give you three storms, write these down, that we need to care for each other in our family. And anybody can go through these storms. Mom can go through these storms. Dad can go. Number one is change. Change is a storm in life. It's like a big bump in the road. You're just going down the road smoothly, and all of a sudden a major change happens. Boom, and it throws your car out of line. And change can be upsetting, particularly to kids. Kids don't like change. It's a storm of life, and we need a family to be around them when there's a major or even a minor change. Now, if I'm driving down the road and I hit a pothole, it throws my wheels completely out of alignment, and I have to take my car in to get it realigned because of the change I just went through. I highly recommend you get counseling when you've gone through a major change in life. Counseling is a good thing. It's not a shameful thing. It's not a bad thing. And it's a good investment in your family. When you've gone through a major change, it's good to get some advice from the outside. You're not a freak. You're not a nut. You're just getting coaching. Any person who's smart gets coaching. Every professional singer has a vocal coach. They don't just depend on their talent. They've got a vocal coach. Every professional athlete has a personal coach. And if you are a CEO of one of the biggest corporations in the world, you've got an executive coach. You got somebody on the outside who's giving you counsel. Sometimes you need a family coach. I highly recommend when you go through the changes of life and you hit a bump, go get some counsel. Get a third perspective to help you work through that change. Another storm of life, what I call harmful ideas. Harmful ideas. All around, our little kids are being bombarded with harmful ideas. By the time a child gets to be 18 years old, they have amassed 18,000 hours of television viewing, and they have seen thousands and thousands of murders by the time they're 18 years old. And if they're playing video games, it's tens of thousands of murders. And they've seen sex portrayed in the wrong way. They've seen life portrayed in the wrong way. They've been given all kinds of violent, harmful, and hurtful ideas. Many children, listen to me, many children are provided for, but they are not protected. They're letting their kids go to movies they have no business going to see, watch TV shows they have no business watching, read books and listen to music and follow celebrities they have no business of following. And the kids, you could be a parent and you've got a perfectly balanced, gluten-free, nutritional, organic, you're feeding your kids the best food in the world for their body and you're letting their mind feed on junk. And their little minds are like an open railroad. And they go, well, I don't make choices for my kids. Well, then you're not a parent. You're not a parent. Parents protect kids in the storms of life. And one of the storms is all the vulgar, vain, vile things in this planet that are out there in movies, books, songs, radio, television, books, and everything else. And we let our little kids' mind be like a freeway, and garbage truck after garbage truck is going into your kid's mind and dumping it. That's bad parenting. Parents protect. If you protect your kid's health, you need to protect their mental health too. Third storm is rejection. And this is the storm all of us face at some point in life, and it's the most painful storm of all, when we feel betrayed or when we feel rejected. And when your children are rejected, or when your husband or your wife feel rejection at work, the family needs to rally around and be there as a raincoat in the storms of life. I'll never forget many years ago when my oldest, Amy, was in high school, and she tried out to be a cheerleader or a song leader. And every little girl wants to be a cheerleader or a song leader or whatever. And she went and she went and went to practice. And her friends got accepted. And she got rejected because they said she was, quote, too large. And it broke her heart. And she came home and she ran into her room and she went into her closet and sat down on the ground and burst into tears. And every one of us in our family could hear Amy crying. And one by one, all on our own, we ended up walking into a room, sitting down on the floor in her closet with her and crying with her. And here was a family of five sitting on the ground, just crying with our daughter. We didn't give her any advice. She didn't need advice. We didn't say, now, don't worry, it's not a big deal. It was a big deal. We didn't say, don't cry. That's a stupid thing to say to somebody who's grieving. No, we cried with her. And we all just sat there, and for about 30, 40 minutes, we just cried with her. Our family will never forget that incident. Why? Because at that point, we were being a raincoat. We were being a storm catcher. We were being a protector. Somebody in our family had been hurt, and we weren't demeaning it. We weren't trying to talk her out of it. We weren't trying to say, cheer up. It won't matter. You're not going to care about this in 5 years. No. We just wept. The Bible says, weep with those who weep. That's what it means. Awesome families protect each other in a storm. And by the way, sometimes it's not just the kids who need protection. Sometimes dad's going through a tough time. Sometimes mom's going through a tough time. And everybody rallies around and puts the raincoat on them. And sometimes it's grandma or grandpa who need protection. And the roles reverse. Psalm 71, look here on the screen, verse 9 says this. And now in my old age, don't set me aside. Don't abandon me when my strength is failing. Many of you are moving into this stage of life. Your kids have moved out. Maybe some have moved back in. But at the same time, your parents now need your care, and the roles have reversed. There was a time when they wiped your nose, and now there's a time you need to wipe their nose. That's called family. Families are for life. And you don't just abandon somebody because they, quote, aren't useful, according to society. Every life is valuable, and God is watching. And the Bible says, a guy who won't take care of his own family is worse than an infidel, an unbeliever. That's what it says. It says in the book of James. If I don't take care, you know, when Kay's dad died, right before he died, I went to him, and he was dying of cancer, and I said, Bert, I want you to know that I will assume responsibility to care for your wife as long as she is alive. And I will accept that responsibility gladly. And I have. And I have cared for Kay's mom ever since her husband died. Why? That's what families do. That's what families do. Number four, what makes an awesome family? Awesome families are playful. Awesome families encourage growth. Awesome families protect each other. And the fourth one is real important, and I want to show you a symbol for it. And this is what makes a difference between average and awesome families is a globe. Now, how in the world does this represent an awesome family? Because awesome families don't just care about themselves. They care about others, and they actually care about the whole world. You see, Anybody can care only about their own family. In fact, that's very easy to be selfish. It's us four and no more. And I'm a dad and I'm pouring all my energy into my wife and my kids and everybody else, forget you. Then you're never gonna have an awesome family. Because awesome families don't just focus on themselves. They focus on others. Average families are self-centered. Average families only care about us. I care about my kid in Little League. I don't care about the kids who don't have a dad. I care about my family. I don't care about anybody else. I'm investing my entire time in this family. Then you're never gonna have an awesome family. You're gonna have an average family because the average family only cares about itself. This is the secret that moves you from average to awesome, is you begin to care about more than just your own family. Write this down. Number four, awesome families serve God and others. Actually, we serve God by serving others. It's the way you serve God is by serving others. And awesome families teach their kids it's not about you. You're not the center of the universe. Awesome families teach their kids you were made by God for a mission. Awesome families teach their kids you were shaped to serve God. I am the man that I am today, first of all, because of my parents. And my parents instilled in me certain values to care about other people. You know my signature Rick Warren hug? Where do you think I learned that? Not in school. I learned it from watching my parents. My parents were very, very poor. They didn't have any money at all. They served the Lord, they loved the Lord, but they were poor. And they both had the gift of hospitality. And they both loved to give to others, even though they were very poor. So we lived out in the country, and my dad would plant 3/4 of an acre to a full acre in garden, all kinds of vegetables. There was no way we could personally eat all that food, but he did it just so he could give it away because he didn't have any money to give away. So we always planted more, and then we gave it away to help other people who were in need. And my mother had the gift of hospitality. And she said, we will treat everybody with respect. And so our home was constantly filled with other people. If people were in pain, they were at our house. They were spending the night at our house. If they were on the road, they were at our house. If they were going through a conflict, they were at our house. If they were a well-known Christian leader coming through town, they were at our house. Growing up, when I would go to bed each night, I would never know who was going to be at the breakfast table the next morning. Because somebody would likely come in, spend the night at our place, and I would get to see them. And as a result, I was exposed to all kinds of great Christian leaders because my family had them in their home. Some of you, when we do our conferences for pastors, you invite pastors who are coming here from all around the world to stay in your home. That's a good thing for you. It's a good thing for the pastor, but it's a really good thing for your kids to be exposed to Christian leaders from around the world. One day, my dad decided to keep a record of how many meals my mom had cooked for guests in our home in 1 year, in just 1 year. And when he added it up, it was over 1,000 guest meals that my mom had cooked in just 1 year. And it was in that attitude of give your life away, I grew up. And I learned to realize it's not about me. It's about helping other people. The Bible says this, Hebrews 10:24. Let us think about each other, not just ourselves. And let us help each other to show love and to do good deeds. That's what awesome families do. We teach each other to show love and we teach each other to do good deeds. Good deeds are called ministry. They're called service. A good example of this is a family in the book of Acts, Cornelius. Acts 10:2 says he, Cornelius, and all his family were devout and God-fearing. I want that to be said about your family. Your family is devout and God-fearing. And they gave generously to those in need. And they prayed to God regularly. What a great legacy. Wouldn't you like to have people writing that about you? And 2,000 years from today, they're saying that your family was devout and God-fearing. You gave generously to those in need and you prayed to God regularly. What a testimony, what an awesome. See, awesome families model dedication, model service, model generosity, and model prayer. That's what awesome families do. Average families don't do those things. Awesome families do. By the way, Are you modeling generosity for your kids? Are you teaching your kids to be selfish or unselfish? Are you, if they see you giving, then they're gonna become givers. If they see you being generous, they're gonna be generous. When my kids were little, I gave them, each of them, 3 piggy banks. And in their allowance, if they got 30 cents, it was divided a dime, a dime, a dime. 10 cents for giving, 10 cents for saving, and 10 cents for spending. And then when their allowance went to a dollar, it's a dollar goes into saving, a dollar goes into spending, and a dollar goes into giving. And I was teaching my kids that you don't spend everything you get. Did you learn that growing up? Obviously, most Americans didn't. Because most Americans are spending more than they get. They're in debt. They're in hock. Their credit cards are max limits. Because nobody taught them as a kid, you don't spend everything you get. You put some of it in savings. You put some of it in giving to the Lord and other people. And then some of it you get spent. Now, I realize that was a 33% tithe, but that's okay with the kids. And they learned, and my kids learned generosity. When we built this building, my kids took on little jobs to make money. My 2 sons, Josh and Matthew, gave their baseball card collections, including a Ken Griffey rookie card, and that their cards brought in like $550. They gave that to build this building. You think they regret it? Of course not. Of course not. So they learn generosity. You must teach them generosity by modeling it. And teach your kids, like, if they have a birthday party and today they're getting so many gifts, maybe they decide 2 things that they already have that, because they're getting these new gifts, they should give those to somebody else. And share the gifts that they've already got, now some with somebody else, the toys. And learn that. And when you're driving down the street and you see a homeless person standing on the corner with a sign that says, "We'll work for food," you have a teachable moment for those kids in the back seat. What do we do about people who have less than we have? Do we just ignore them, look the other way, and drive past them? Or I would highly recommend, I've seen Kay do this, I can't tell you how many times, roll down the window and then say, "What's your name?" In other words, first, you identify them as an individual. They're not a charity case. They're a human being. And they deserve dignity and they deserve respect. They're just out of work. They don't have any money. It's not like they're a non-human. What's your name? If you want to do more than that, go out and buy some gift cards. Get some McDonald's or Starbucks gift cards. If you say, "I don't want to give money because I might use it for drugs." Well, they might. You don't know. But if you give them a gift card, you can have those stacked up right there. You can just open them. And guess what? You are modeling for the kids in the back seat. We help people. We don't just bypass people in pain. We're teaching them the value of charity with it, service to God and others. What I'm saying is this. Awesome families are not perfect families, but they are intentional. They become awesome by choice. And you're not an awesome family by accident. You become an awesome family by making choices, making decisions, making commitments, and even making sacrifices. And my challenge you today is to say, you know what? No matter what stage I am in my family's life, I'm gonna make the rest of it the best of it. And we're gonna become an awesome family for whatever remaining days we've got in it. We're gonna become an awesome family and we're gonna start a new legacy and we're gonna leave a legacy. And it begins by making a choice to commit your family to God, to Jesus Christ. The Bible says this in Joshua 24, the last verse on your outline. Choose today whom you will serve. You're going to serve yourself. You're going to serve society. You're going to serve values. Choose money. You're going to serve money. Choose today whom you will serve. Joshua said, but as for me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord. Okay? I don't care what other families do. Me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord. And until you make that decision, dad, husband, mom, as for me and my family, we're gonna serve the Lord. It's not gonna be an awesome family. It's gonna be an average family. Let's bow for prayer. If you've never given your life to Christ, that's the starting point. If you've never given your family to Christ, that's the starting point. Would you pray this prayer in your heart? Dear Jesus Christ, I want to live an awesome life, and I want to have an awesome family. And I know I won't have either if I just live for myself. So today, I give myself to you. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I want my family to be a place of play and fun, not just work and negativity. I want my family to be a place where we encourage each other to grow constantly. Thank you for a church that helps our family grow. I want to be a family that is a shelter in a storm, a safe haven, a safe place, a refuge. Help me to protect my family, not just their bodies, but also their minds. And I want my family to serve you by serving others. Help us to find our family mission, our family purpose, what you shaped our family to do. Help me to teach my kids to be generous by modeling generosity to God and to others. Help me to have a bifocal vision to not just care about my family, but to teach my kids, my wife, my husband, and all of us to care about the whole world. And may we model dedication and service and generosity and prayer. I can't do this on my own, Lord. So I ask you to come into my life and take complete control of every area of me and give me the power to do the right thing. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody, and why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. We pray that God uses this teaching from Pastor Rick to help you discover more deeply the hope that our relationship with Jesus Christ provides in every area of your life. Right now, a generous friend of the broadcast is offering a $10,000 matching grant for listeners giving a gift to Daily Hope for the very first time. Now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. You know, my hope is that God uses this broadcast to help deepen your relationship with Jesus. Now, these Daily Hope messages are distributed on radio stations and digital platforms all across the globe. And listeners are writing and letting us know that their lives are being changed. They're telling us that they're walking with Jesus and that guilt and fear has been chased from their lives by God's love. You know, relationships are being restored and marriages are being healed. And many people are saying that they found their life purpose. I want to say thank you to you because we're only able to carry the hope of Jesus to these people all around the world because of gifts from generous listeners like you. I just wanted to say, I am so grateful for those of you who have consistently given throughout this past year. And I can't thank you enough for your prayers and your financial support. Now, I understand in times like these, many of you are unable to give financial support. Hear it from me. That's okay. Because I never want anybody to give unless God leads them to give. That's between you and God, not between you and me, but between you and God. And your prayers are a continual and incredible contribution to this Daily Hope ministry. Now, if you do want to give a financial gift, I've got some really great news to share with you. There's a generous friend of Daily Hope broadcast who is offering to match the amount of your very first gift. In other words, if you give $20, then that person is combined it with a grant to make your gift $40. Your first gift will be double to go twice as far. Now, if you've never given a gift to Daily Hope, I want you to pray about partnering with us so that together we can continue to share the hope of Jesus throughout the whole world. I love you so much.
There are only 3 days left to have your gift matched by the $10,000 matching grant. Just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thanks for partnering with Daily Hope to take the hope of Jesus to people everywhere. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.